You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Lil Nas X speaks up about being nervous to scare off his straight fans. Pete Davidson talked to Eminem after his SNL skit, and Jesse Nelson speaks about what led her to leave Little Mix. This is Billboard News Now, and these are your top stories for Wednesday, May 5th.
Call me when you want, call me when you need.
He says on the success of the new single, "I'm thankful, but it also feels good to prove people wrong. It's one of my driving forces." He said at first he was skeptical about releasing a song about gay sex and romance, saying, "At first I was really afraid of alienating any of my straight fans, but then it was kind of like, if they feel offended, they were never really here for me."
Call me when you want, call me when you need.
Montero hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100. It was also important, he told the magazine, for him to step away from the country trap sound that made him famous, saying, "No, I do whatever the f- I want. Stop trying to make me give you that next Old Town Road."
Eminem said a couple nice things like about me, and I of course heard them.
Pete Davidson nailed two Eminem impressions during the current Saturday Night Live season. One explaining how NFTs work.
Apparently cryptocurrency, everyone's making so much money.
And another for a Christmas spin on the rapper Stan.
Truly yours, your biggest fan, this is Stan.
In the form of stew.
Because getting this present is the only thing keeping me alive. Dear Santa Claus, please bring me a PS5.
Which Slim Shady himself even made a cameo in. Well, during a chat with Seth Meyers on Tuesday, May 4th, Pete revealed, after hearing some positive feedback, he actually called up M to thank him.
He's like, "When I saw Stu on script, I was like, I don't know how it was gonna go. But like, after you did that, it was fire."
But their conversation was short-lived, with a joking Pete saying he had to get out.
And I was like, "Oh, thank you so much, you're the coolest." And then I just hung up as quick as possible.
I know that feeling.
That's all you need.
Post Little Mix, Jesse Nelson's confidence level is at a solid 8.5 out of 10. In her first interview since leaving the girl group back in December 2020, citing mental health reasons, the singer detailed her breaking point to Cosmopolitan UK for their June 2021 cover story, published online Tuesday, May 4th. Jesse said, "I didn't know that I could be this happy. I thought when I was in the group that it was just normal to feel that way. And because I'd felt like that for 10 years, I just thought, this is life. Since I've left, I feel free. I don't wake up with anxiety thinking, I've got to do a music video today. I need to starve myself. Or I need to go on an extreme diet so I can look like the other three. That was consuming me." The 29-year-old says the constant cyberbullying about her weight caused her to reach the end of her rope last fall, when Little Mix filmed what would be their final music video as a foursome for their UK number one single, Sweet Melody. Upon receiving the call about the upcoming shoot, Jessie remembered panicking and going on an extreme diet with bloody shakes. She said, "On the day of the Sweet Melody video, I had a panic attack on set because I didn't look how I wanted to look, and I found it so hard to just be happy and enjoy myself. I looked at the other three and they were having the time of their life," adding she's actually not featured in one of the scenes because she had been sobbing in the dressing room. But now Jessie's found herself back in the studio and returning to her passion, which she notes is good for her mental health. Her decision to leave Little Mix ultimately didn't signal the end of her musical career. It just meant the end of her career with the group.
Thanks, Jordan. That's going to do it for today. Running it down for you always, I'm Tetris Kelly for Billboard News Now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void. We're prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.